Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, today is National Bandana Day, Canteen's annual fundraising and awareness campaign for the 23,000 young Aussies who face a cancer diagnosis in their family. No one would appreciate this day more than Shepparton's own Kylie Jones, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Kylie.
Oh, good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for your time this morning. Now, Metricon, the home people, you can probably explain that better than I just did. They are involved with National Bandana Day. You have been a cancer sufferer and you work for Metricon. Tell us about what you know about National Bandana Day and what it means to you.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so I've been an employee with Metricon for nearly 14 years. So when they aligned with Canteen 3 years ago, I jumped on board. We started the campaign with a bike ride, actually, a fundraising bike ride, 4 days around Victoria, which was amazing. So. But today is actually National Bandana Day. So this is Canteen's major fundraising and awareness day. It's a particularly close organisation for myself, having had 3 bouts of breast cancer over the last 15 years. And I've also got twin boys who are 17. So I've had to go through, conversations with my children and talking to them about my diagnosis over the, since they were very young. And Metricon helping Canteen support their new program called Parenting Through Illness. And it would have been a great webinar for me to be able to, tap into when I needed it during that time.
So this is really based on research into the mental health impacts of cancer on young people, and it's offering tailored advice and support to parents dealing with a cancer diagnosis. I can't imagine there would be many tougher conversations than having to tell your children you have a life-threatening illness.
Yes, it's certainly something that, it's such a difficult thing to do. My boys were only 2 the first time I was diagnosed, so, not a very, very different situation to, my last diagnosis, which was in 2018 when they were, 14, 15 years old, and it was a much harder conversation to have to navigate through because they sort of understood a lot more of what was going on. So, having what Canteen provide is support to parents to enable them to have those conversations, to know what to say, and also for children between the ages of 12 to 25 that have been impacted either themselves or through a cancer diagnosis or, through a parent or a sibling. So, yeah, it's a great cause.
Now, I just described Metricon as the home people. I wasn't entirely right. Australia's number one home builder. I didn't know that.
Correct.
And you've worked with them for a long time. You work in estimating. What do you do there?
So we're building estimators. So my team order everything to build the home. So it's... I love it. It's great. It's a great company to work for. I work with amazing people, so I'm very, very fortunate. And their alignment with Canteen just makes it, it makes me very proud to be part of.
I would imagine you'd be very busy at the moment. There would be a lot of building going on, wouldn't there?
Yes, there certainly is. Keeping us very busy.
So I think one of the key things that this new program, Parenting Through Illness, is trying to address is the impacts on the mental health of our young children. I mean, you've got just the background of the pandemic on top of all of that at the moment. How did you manage the mental health of your kids with them facing what you're going through?
It's a great question. I just kept the lines of communication open, Terry. we're very fortunate with a lot of family and friend support around us. So, you know, just making them aware that it was okay to have the feelings that they were feeling. It was okay to cry if we needed to. So just trying to be as open as possible with them, really. Yeah,
I imagine that would be key, because in years gone by, say previous generations, children were probably shielded from the truth of this sort of thing. And I guess research shows that's probably not the best way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They don't like to be sheltered from the truth, really.
I mean, pick up, the point is, I guess they do pick up on stuff anyway, whether or not you're telling them, so
of course.
Best to have those conversations, but not easy conversations.
Certainly not.
How's your health now?
Yeah, it's really great. Thanks, Terry. Thank you for asking. You know, it's certainly been a journey. But yeah, look, I'm really, really well at the moment. I'm actually currently training for Ultraman next year, which is a 3-day triathlon. So yeah, I'm going pretty well. Thank you.
My goodness, you've taken it to the other extreme.
Yeah.
very fit and committed. I guess, thankfully, I'm not speaking from experience, but I'm sure that what you've been through led you to a position of not taking your health for granted.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and just making the most of my life as well. You know, not letting it stop me from achieving the things that I want to achieve as well. So, and I love also being able to give back to organisations as well. You know, that like Canteen. So, yeah.
Well, glad to hear you're doing well, and I hope your boys are doing well as well. I was sent a photo of them, and they look absolutely beautiful, big, strapping young lads. So,
yeah, that's our over me now.
17-year-old twins. Wow, that's what an amazing achievement. Okay, so I guess maybe them and certainly yourself might be donning a bandana today.
Absolutely.
National Bandana Day, raising money for Canteen. If you've just tuned in, and we're talking to Metricon employee and previous cancer survivor, Kylie Jones. Now, how can we get bandanas locally, Kylie?
Well, they're not actually available in retail stores, but you can jump online to either the Canteen website or find out more information from bandanaday.org.au or through Metricon's website as well. So you'll find a link in there too. So, yeah, and they've got bandanas and face masks, which is obviously the theme of today,
mm-hmm.
And other few merchandise as well. So, yeah, great. Jump on board and purchase your bandana or face mask.
I'm sure you can make just a donation as well if
Absolutely.
This is something that is close to your heart, and I'm sure many people will be doing that. All right then. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Kylie Jones, on this National Bandana Day. All the best to you for the future.
Thanks so much for having me, Terry.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.